Well, hey. Fancy seeing you here. So, okay. Here's the deal. I wanted to do something special for you, but since you are all the way over there, and I am all the way over here, I thought we could make the best of a terribly unfortunate situation. I'm going to do everything I can to help release some of that tension that's been building up for you. How does that sound? I know you want to hear me enjoy myself, and you do get to hear my voice, but for tonight, I want to focus on you, your pleasure, your body, and most importantly, your mind. I'm usually very submissive, but tonight I want to order you around just a little bit. I'm submissive because I love giving up control of my pleasure to someone else and experiencing pleasure in just the way they want me to. And that's a feeling I want you to have right now, with me guiding you every breathy, tantalizing, aching step of the way. So, darling, can you relax your shoulders for me just a little bit? Yeah. Take a deep breath with me. Tension takes many, many, many forms, and taking care of you means addressing each and every one. So lay down for me. Close your eyes. Relax your body and your mind. And imagine me sitting next to you, sizing you up, deciding how to best pamper your body. If you haven't started touching yourself yet, you should probably start doing that now, but please don't finish before I tell you to, or before I beg you to. Pace yourself until then, and I promise to make it worth your while. Stroke slowly, lazily, patiently. If you're gonna release some tension, you may as well release a lot of it, right? God, I would love to have my hands on you right now. I'm sitting here alone in nothing but a shirt, and I am so, so flustered that I'm not sitting there next to you. I'd give you a really soft kiss. Gently push your shoulders back onto the bed and sit beside you, rubbing your shoulders. I'd reach my hands across your chest, just smiling at you and looking to your body for subtle signs of anticipation and urgency as my hands slid down your hips to your thighs. And I'd lean over you to kiss your neck and your chest, my breasts brushing your arm. I'd probably try to play it off as accidental, but I'd really hope it got your attention. And does this little fantasy have your attention? Are you swollen for me? Dying to know what's next? I really hope so, because I would give anything to be there, just watching you slowly grow. Ooh, even better, feeling you swell for me. Wrapping my hand gently around the most sensitive part of you and kissing your neck, whispering dirty things in your ear until you were throbbing against my palm. But hey, don't get too worked up over there, okay? Keep stroking slowly. But I am just overflowing with ideas about how to take care of you, and I don't want you to miss out on a single one. Like, oh, I would love to sit between your thighs. I would ditch this shirt and make sure you looked at me as I looked at you. Taking in your body and blushing with excitement about what our night had in store. I would gently run my fingers over your thighs and wrap both hands around your cock and slowly lick from the base all the way up to the tip of your head, giving you a gentle flick with my tongue as I got there. Wouldn't that be so much fun? Or what if I gently wrapped my soft lips around your head, sucking just enough that you knew I was there, but not so much that the intensity had distracted you. Just a little pressure and then release. A little pressure and then release. Circling your head with my tongue as I gently caressed your balls. You know, I hear I give pretty good head, but I would really like to get your take. I know I said that tonight was going to be about you, and I am going to do my best to keep that promise, but I would be lying if I said that all of this fantasizing didn't have me absolutely dripping wet. I need to take this shirt off. And maybe just touch a little bit. But I promise that I'll stay focused on you. Okay. Where was I? Right. My lips are wrapped around your swollen head. And then I'd sit up, rubbing your head in my palm. I know you desperately want my tongue on you, but sometimes being a tease is just way too much fun to pass up. And when you huffed to share just a bit of that exasperation and impatience with me, I'd give you a few quick strokes to get your attention and a gentle kiss right on the tip. And I'd go back to circling your head with my palm. Oh, God. This is getting tricky. Could you stroke just a little more quickly for me? Nothing drastic, but just enough that you can tell. And when it gets too much, just take your hand away for a few moments and breathe deeply. And then keep going for me. God, I would give anything to be there between your thighs, babe. And curling my fingertips into the skin of your thigh so you knew how badly I wanted you as I gently stroked you. My wrist twisting at the head and then sliding smoothly down and right back up again. I'd be switching things up pretty often for you. Edging is fun, especially when someone else is pampering you, right? I know. Sometimes I wouldn't slide right back up again. I would open my fingers and slide them down to your balls and massage them as my tongue traced you from the base all the way to the tip. Seeing how excited you are is one thing, but tasting how excited you are is another entirely. I've got to admit that these thoughts are getting to me. I felt pretty confident that I could just sit here and talk you through your pleasure, but oh, fuck. Imagining it has me dripping. I'm pretty determined to hold off until you've finished, but we might need to quicken the pace just a little bit here, so why don't you do that, and I will tell you what has me so distracted. I cannot stop thinking about laying down between your thighs and sucking on you until you coat my tongue in your thick, warm cum. I am absolutely craving that right now. Craving you right now. Propping myself up on my elbows. Taking turns pinching my sensitive nipples. Massaging your balls. Hoping I can coax just a drop or two more out of them. I hope this is working for you because it is driving me absolutely wild. If you can't tell. If I were there, I would know I was going to be riding you soon, which would help keep me focused on making you squirt in my mouth, but I do not have that right now. Fuck. I'm dying to feel you, to taste you, to know how much your body moves in response to my touch, to know that what I'm doing is working, and to hear your breath quickening. Oh God, I can hardly talk now. To see your hips rise slightly. Encouraging me to dedicate myself just a tiny bit more in service of releasing all of that tension for you. Is your breath quickening right now, baby? Yeah? Are you getting close for me? Or have you been for a while now? Are you thinking about how my breath would feel as I licked your swollen head? Are you thinking about how determined I would be to bring you to ecstasy? Oh, because I am. I am thinking about how much I would love to service your dick. How much I'm aching to taste you. To feel you pulsing against my lips, my tongue. And then to finally feel your balls start to tighten for me as you gushed into my mouth. You remember earlier when I said that I would beg you to come? I thought it would be hotter if I did, but it turns out that I am struggling to keep it together over here, so I really, really, really do need you to, sweetie. Oh, let me take all of your stress and your tension and swallow it all. Just release into my mouth. As I stroke you and I flick the underside of your head with my eager tongue. And, oh, please, please come for me. Yeah, come for me, baby. Please. Oh, please come for me. Oh, give it to me. Please. Oh, God, please come for me, baby. Yes. Oh, I hope you enjoyed yourself, because I really, really wanted tonight to be about you, but my imagination has got the better of me just a little bit. Now, as much as I want to tuck you in and kiss you on the cheek, I need to, I need to take care of something myself. Maybe I'll let you pamper me sometime. Oh, God, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, if you will excuse me, I need to indulge in this fantasy just a little bit further. Bye, darling.